In our daily feature, Keep It Local, News Talk is supporting local Irish businesses as they continue to reopen. It's with thanks to Square. Built for every business, you can visit square.com. Now, over 6 weeks, we'll speak to a range of local businesses across the country that need our support now more than ever. And along with this, we're giving our listeners the chance to win a voucher every day to spend on the featured local business. You can enter by texting local to 53106. Now, today I'm joined by Paul Murphy, the phone box man who restores and sells vintage phone boxes. Paul, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me on.
How did you get into this business, Paul?
Oh, God, it's a long story. I originally was in the CCTV, electronic security business, and I suppose I was successful in that business, but I got burnt out at corporate level and suffered from depression and anxiety, and I was out of work, and I got I picked up a clapped out old phone box and restored it and loved it. And that's how it started, basically.
So you found an old phone box which needed TLC, and you gave it that. And did you intend to sell it? I mean, was that the idea, or did you just want one for your back garden?
Front garden, because I can't get it through the house. But yeah, absolutely, okay. I intended to keep it. Things tend to take their own momentum. I entered the Late Late Show Antique Restoration Program, and I ended up getting a job with Niall Mullen Antiques, who was the expert on the show, and I ended up on Francis Street and working with some amazing restorers there on Francis Street. And but basically, it took its own legs, and I ended up. So I sold the first one, and then I got another one, and I did that one, and it's just taken its own momentum since then. I set up the business just after the start of the pandemic last year.
Yeah. And Paul, what do people use them for?
A number of reasons, a number of purposes. The main purpose, people are putting defibrillators in them at the moment because of, obviously, the sudden death and heart attacks are an issue with people out on the street, so they're putting them out in public areas. Pubs are using them for decorative reasons. Tidy towns are very eager to get them back into their villages that they can go back to what they had 30, 40 years ago. So yeah. They're keen to get them back in. So there's a number. And then there's just private people who want them in their gardens, just as because people of a certain age would have a lot of fond memories of those, the green and yellow phone
Indeed.
Box.
Indeed, having to go down to the crossroads, make your date in a phone
That's
box.
It. That's it. Like
away from the prying ears of your parents. I mean,
that's right. And I usually get the stories of tapping the numbers or filling the return coin so the kids could come back and get the money that people were supposed to have been returned, and all sorts of devious things going on.
Very good. It's a successful business then, I take it, Paul?
It is, but I'm kind of a victim of the success insofar as the original phone boxes are very scarce and hard to come by. So a flaw in my business plan was not having supply. So I could sell as many as I could get. So what I've decided to do is to get molds made up. The original boxes were made in concrete. So I'm getting concrete mm-hmm. molds made up, and I'm going to manufacture exact replicas and sell them, obviously at a reduced price to get them out there more and meet the demand that's out there, because there is a huge demand.
All right. And people can find you online, I presume, because you're known as Phone Box Man.
Phone Box Man, yeah. I have a website, phoneboxman.com. You can get me on Instagram at Phone Box Man, Twitter Phone Box Man, and Facebook Phone Box Man. So you can get me everywhere. There's no problem.
Brilliant idea, Paul. Well done to you. Paul Murphy, Phone Box Man.